Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy writes a regular column for Newmarket Today about provincial initiatives and issues impacting our community. The fall season is a busy time for community events in Newmarket Aurora and throughout this great province. It's harvest time for farmers and a time of celebration for many faiths and backgrounds. October commenced with the marking of the 25th anniversary of Agriculture Week in Ontario. In celebration, the government introduced Dine Ontario, which has been a concerted effort across the province to demonstrate the value of growing and producing good quality food and beverages close to home, resulting in an amazing dining experience in a local restaurant. Three local restaurants participated this year: Ristorante Orsini in Newmarket, and in Aurora, Sweet Duchess and Wicked Eats. I had the pleasure of featuring their efforts and tasting their great cuisine over the past week. Our local restaurants need all the support we can provide right now, and what a great way to experience all the good things grown and made in Ontario. Hashtag Dine Ont at Orsini underscore Ristorante celebrating 25th anniversary of Agriculture Week. Their pumpkin cream brulee was out of this world. Hashtag thank you to Mike and James for an amazing Ontario fresh dining experience. Wonderful to sneak in a date night with my ever so supportive and loving husband. pic.twitter.com/sqqxn4zurich, Don Gallagher Murphy, at Murphy Gallagher, October 4, 2023. Did you know? In 2022, Ontario's agri-food industry contributed $48.8 billion in gross domestic product to the provincial economy, 6.3% of total Ontario GDP, increasing 4.6% from 2021. In 2022, Ontario's agri-food industry employed more than 836,000 people, 836,029, up 11.3% from the 2021 level of roughly 751,200. The agri-food sector represents 10.8% of the province's total labor force. Roughly one in every 10 jobs in Ontario was related to the agri-food sector in 2022. Ontario farmers work 7 days a week, 365 days a year to ensure that their products, whether that be livestock or crops, can make it to shelves on time, and in good quality. Ensuring we support Ontario farmers is critical to driving growth in our provincial supply chains and meeting the goal of increasing the amount of food grown and produced in the province by 30% by 2032. Investment announcements for York Region Public Health. York Region Paramedic Services. Such an honor to visit the new municipality of York Region offices to announce some significant investments for public health care and emergency care services. Making health care more convenient for Ontarians by connecting residents to care closer to home is our government's priority. By building a stronger public health system and ensuring access to emergency care, the residents of York Region will receive improved access to care. To strengthen public health, nearly $65 million to York Region this year to help cover increased costs, which includes additional base funding of more than $4.9 million, plus additional one-time funding of more than $5.7 million. Increasing land ambulance funding for York Region by over 7%, bringing the province's total investment this year to over $50.4 million. Investing $2.4 million for hiring nurses to help with offloading ambulance patients at hospital emergency departments and ensure paramedics can get back out in the community faster. This is part of the government's additional provincial funding of $51 million in the Dedicated Offload Nurses Program over the next 3 years. First Pet Court Scanner in York Region at Southlake. Pleased to be present at Southlake Regional Health Center's unveiling of a new pet court simulator scanner at the Stronach Regional Cancer Center. Our government invested more than $2.8 million to support the addition of York Region's first pet court scanner, ensuring Southlake can continue to provide world-class care to cancer patients with this state-of-the-art equipment. Now, approximately 1,200 residents in our community of Newmarket Aurora and surrounding areas will be able to receive the advanced cancer care they need and deserve, right here at Southlake. For patients, this means an earlier diagnosis and tailor-made treatments. This equipment is a game-changer. I thank the physicians as well as the medical radiation technologists as they are the foundation of our healthcare system. It takes their professional care to ensure patients receive the treatments needed to improve their health and well-being. Community barbecue. MPP Don Gallagher Murphy's second annual community barbecue is Sunday, October 22 from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Riverwalk Commons, Newmarket. Looking forward to chatting with constituents at my annual community barbecue. Join me for food, music, and fun for the whole family.